Yes, sir, what is your name, sir?
Charles Upton Jr.
Okay, if you want one more, let's see if we can conduct your hearing, sir. Okay, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will chair your hearing, I will serve as a lead for your hearing, so just hold on, sir.
All righty.
Just a short second here, sir, there's always paperwork. And I'm filling it out.
Understandable.
Yes, there's always paperwork.
Yes.
Okay, sir, could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
It's Charles Ray Huffman Jr., 138628.
All right, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and this is a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on July 19th. You signed a paper that day, do you remember?
I thought it was later, but it could have been that day.
Yeah, it was the paper that told you the hearing would be held today.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, that page. And the reason that's important on that paper is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
No, ma'am, I did not hire an attorney.
Okay, so you represent yourself today, okay.
Yes.
All right, I'd like to introduce you to the board members who are conducting your hearing. If you look to your right on the video screen, so my left, your right, at the very end is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the center of the bench is our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over here to my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for your hearing today. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Grady, who is with there. You see Mr. Grady now? He's with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Grady and Mr. Huffman, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Huffman?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and Mr. Grady?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mr. Huffman, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that provision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read each of these two allegations to you, and I need you to tell me and respond whether they're true or false, sir. Okay, so we'll start phase one, and here's the first allegation. It is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about June 27th, 2018, per the task lab report dated June 28th, 2018. Is that true or false, Mr. Huffman?
Yes, ma'am, that is true.
That's true? Okay.
Yes.
And then the other allegation, the second, is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about July 2nd, 2018, for the AlcoSensor 3 portable breath test. Mr. Huffman, is that true or false?
I can only go by what they told me, so I guess that would be yes. I didn't see anything.
Okay, I believe we may have a picture. Yes, we have a photo of you and your device that was taken that day. So we have photographic evidence. So I'll mark that one as true.
Okay.
And based on Mr. Huffman's admission, then I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal race or company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Johnson agreed, Dr. Ray, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Huffman, we'll go to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one to you, and that is whether your supervision would be reinstated or revoked. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Grady to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line, and we'll be right back. We're going to ask you some questions in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. Mr. Grady?
Mr. Huffman, on the release from DOC on April 17th of 2018, he was arrested on July 2nd of 2018 by parole staff. He has no new charges. He's returned back to DOC on July 2nd, 2018. He has a CCD on February 15th of 2021 and 0 count days. Current conviction, 1998 murder, second degree, 20 years. He has no prior convictions. One term with DOC, his CUIR scores are 3-3, NIR scores are 1, CMCU scores are 1. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal, with drugs and violence noted. Under arrest, 1985, rape, Ohio, felony conviction, state prison. Community risk scores are G1, B1.
All right, thank you, Mr. Grady. Mr. Huffman, we also have a brief written summary of your community supervision. It looks like you were released homeless and trying to find a residence, but you were kind of down in the area of the airport. Did you ever find a residence, sir?
I found two different places that I texted my PO, Mr. Pope, about.
Okay.
One of them is a room that is part of a building, a store, and it's separated from the store, though. And the owner said that he weren't willing to rent me the room out. All I did was fix it up. Well, I put $450 into fixing the room up. And I guess at the time, Mr. Pope was on vacation or something. He never got back to me about the room. And the other place was on 17th Avenue that I texted him about. He got back to me about that one, said that he checked into it when he got back to his office, but I never heard anything back from him.
Okay, but you do have a couple of possibilities for housing.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I do have my job waiting for me still, Trendwood.
Okay, yeah, I see here that you were working in Trendwood. Okay.
Yes, Millie said that I could come back to work down there.
Okay. All right. And it looks like you were assigned a couple different programs, and you were periodically reminded to enroll. Did you ever get enrolled in those?
I called a number for anger management that they had asked me to do.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to go for an intake that Thursday when I was violated.
Oh, okay. So you had signed up for it at least to start.
Yeah, what they do is they do an intake interview.
Right.
Okay. But that's the first step that they do.
Okay. And the other was sex offender treatment programming. Did you get any and make any progress on that one?
No. As a matter of fact, when I took the program in prison here,
yeah,
this was back in 2007, I believe it was, or 2006. It was 6 or 7 that I took it at GEO, the prison over here in Phoenix. They said they wondered why I was in there because they weren't interested in a case that went back that far.
Oh, okay. All right. And that would be your crime from Ohio, then? This would be,
yes.
Would be the reason. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And it looks like you were also submitting urines. You did have them in April, May, looks like a couple in May. But then in June, there's a positive for alcohol. What happened there?
This was the period where I couldn't get a hold of my PO. I didn't know he was on vacation. And there's a time frame for the apartment complex at 17th Avenue. And it's like first come, first serve, but the lady who managed the place says she gave me a week to get a hold of my PO, let him come up and see the place. And I couldn't get a hold of him. I called the office down there.
Uh-huh.
And nobody told me that he was on vacation. Otherwise, I would have asked one of the, if they could have sent one of the other officers to look into it.
Okay.
And so I kind of got, listen, this is nothing, nobody's fault on my own, and I take full responsibility for just basically panicking, thinking, I'm still going to be homeless. And I've been, like I said, I've been to work, I got a job within days of getting out. I was putting money in the bank, saving up, trying to find a place, and I found these two places. And I ended up putting $450 in to fix it up this other room. And I feel blue about that one, but he hadn't gotten up there to look at it yet.
But you drank alcohol then?
Yes, and I admit it was stupid. I was frustrated because I couldn't get a hold of him. Nobody was telling me anything. You know, whether he had another number I could get me to have. And I just got frustrated and had a beer the night before I went to task.
And was that the only time that you drank alcohol?
No, ma'am. The night before, I think it was a Sunday night, the day before they picked me up.
Okay. Just those two times?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It was stupid. I was just frustrated because I couldn't get home a PO.
Okay. Well, they do have a duty officer that's always there, so there's somebody you can call. So you can
also call the office. Yeah, I did call the office to find out what was going on, but I guess they don't tell people that when their officer or PO goes on vacation.
Right.
So some kind of security thing, I can understand that. But if I had known that, I would have asked one of them to, you know, they could send somebody up to look at the place.
Right, okay. All right,
and
so I'm going to see,
I would have been so,
see if my fellow board members have questions for you. Any questions for Mr. Huffman? Okay, Mr. Huffman, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of that we don't want you to say later, gee, I wish I would have told them this? What else? Is there anything else?
Just that I have some really good help out there, Jenny and Luz, who own the thrift store. They really helped me out getting on my feet and stuff, giving me clothes and stuff like that, and helped me learn the area, because I was living in Bullhead City when I was arrested.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know any of these. I don't, really don't know Phoenix all that well, but I've learned it in that area by riding around, going to registry and task. So I started to learn the area and stuff. But I have a wonderful job at Trendwood, and boy, I've been beating myself up ever since, because I shouldn't allow that to get to me like it did.
Yes, a long release date from now. I mean, 2021. You had a lot at stake being out, and you chose to drink alcohol.
Yeah, I know. It's so stupid. And I've kicked myself so many times since.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I apologize to my parole officer, Mr. Pogue. He's a really nice gentleman. And couldn't ask for a better parole officer. And I really, honestly, I feel like I disappointed him too, and, you know, blown it myself. But it's, like I said, I've been kicking myself ever since.
Okay, so the board is going to go into discussion. We do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. The board's now in discussion. I'm really kind of torn on this one. I can see that Mr. Huffman was making some progress, trying to get some housing, had a couple of opportunities, has the job. Is getting to know the area. I'm a little disappointed that he chose to drink alcohol twice. He says that it was only the two times, but they just happened to be times when he happened to be tested the next day. He does have minimal discipline. His risk scores are all very low, and he has a very long sentence ending date. So I'm a bit on the fence, and I would appreciate some comments from fellow board members. Mr. Johnson.
In this house, I see he had three tests after he was released. He was released back in March, and on March 19th, he was negative. On May 18th, he was negative. May 30th, he was negative, and then it was on June 27th that he tested positive. And then when he met with his PO in July, he admitted to his PO that he had drank a beer before his contact. But I think when he got out, he was sincere in trying to find a place and locating a place. He just got caught in an instance where his PO was on vacation, and he just was trying to do the right thing. But he was out on the street and in a homeless situation, an area that he did not know and was very unfamiliar with when he was actually there to have a long period of time. I would certainly be considerate of him having the opportunity. He had a job, said he was working, he was putting money in the bank. He did find a place. He put $450 into a place. He did find an apartment. So it's not like he was just out doing nothing or not trying. And it didn't appear, at least there's no notification in here, that he had any zone violations or any other violations other than just this. And I would be susceptible to trying to give Mr. Hoffman another chance.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any other comments from the board, Mr. Quinones?
Yes, I'm willing to look at this practically, and considering the serious nature of his past convictions, he does have a firm sentence end date, and considering his rehabilitation and why he was returned to prison, I would like to see Mr. Hoffman have a full rehabilitation have some community oversight before he's released outright, and I think a supervised transition might be more suitable.
Okay. Any other comments, thoughts? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion then, and I'm going to say I'm going to move to return Mr. Hoffman to community supervision, and let's look at conditions. I'm not sure what this condition placement at parole officer's discretion means, because it's always at the parole officer's discretion. So I think I'll leave it in the blank. I don't think we need mental health treatment, but I would say definitely PO to start revocation process upon the first positive, diluted, missed, unsuitable for testing, or unexcused UA. That one we will add, because that is important. Obviously, no use of alcohol, but I think that is a given. And if he's still homeless, he'll still be homeless possibly temporarily, but I'll say GPS. Should we do GPS monitoring? Because it's home. It'd be a homeless release. Would work better to think of that. GPS, and I'll say removal at discretion of parole officer. And that way it could come off. Okay. And I think those would be the two amended conditions, unless board members can think of others. So I'll restate my motion, and that is that I move to return Mr. Hoffman to community supervision under the normal conditions plus the condition of PO to start revocation process upon first positive, diluted, missed, unsuitable for testing, or unexcused UA, and that we recommend GPS monitoring with, and I'm just going to scratch out for 90 days, I'll say recommend GPS monitoring with removal at the discretion of the parole officer. And that's my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Okay. Second, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. A, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Hoffman?
Yes, ma'am.
You heard the board's discussion. We like the direction you were going and appreciate that you were trying to get yourself situated, but you heard the conditions also. And so if there's another use of substance, you will not only be disappointing Mr. Pogue or whoever your parole officer, you will be disappointing this entire board. because we're sticking our neck out for you. Based on, you know, what we've seen and what we've heard you say today, sir. So, and part of that is consideration of your, the length of your sentence ending date, which is all the way out to 2021. So
yes, sir.
If we revoked you today, you'd be sitting in prison till 2021.
I understand that.
So I want you to know that the trust this board is placing in you, and we ask you not to violate that trust.
I will guarantee you I'm not going to get frustrated if I can't get a hold of my PO anymore.
All right, sir. Well, we don't want to see you back in Orange. We don't want to see you before this board ever again. So
I really don't want to see you either.
All right. Not that we don't like you, but we just don't want to see you in. So, sir, we've stated, we'll reinstate you. It'll take a little bit of time to out-process, but work with your CO3 on that, sir. And this concludes your hearing, and we appreciate if you give the phone back to the CO3.
All right. Thank you all. You all have a good day.
Thank you.